In the summer of 2020, Yvette Ashiri was one of two Black women running for the city council in the Cumberland by-election. Ashiri's campaign garnered significant support, and she finished with the second most votes in the election. Despite over 1,000 voters supporting Ashiri, she still felt as though she faced barriers due to her gender and race.
Our city, when it comes to the state of democracy, we have, you know, it's very unbalanced, and we need to have a city to have a city council that is, you know, well balanced and that is very representative of all the constituents in Ottawa.
Only 8 of Ottawa's 24 wards are represented by female city councillors, and none of these female councillors are Black. Ashiri said that the lack of diversity in city council makes it difficult for candidates running for council who represent more diverse communities in Ottawa.
The barriers, they come from the fact by only seeing the same people at city council. Well, if you are not someone who are daring, if you're not the type of person of women who are able, you know, just to push doors, you're not going to do it. As a Black woman, I would say the thing that I saw it being, I don't know if I would call it a challenge, but something that really bothered me, I would say we were two women, Black female. There were two. There was another Black female running for city council. And it happens sometimes that at the door, you are mistaken for the other candidate. So to me, unfortunately, too often we've seen that it's just like to put all the Black people in the same, that they are all the same, right? However, I was my own candidate. She was also an outstanding candidate. But just the fact that sometimes you come at the door and you have people, oh, but you came already. No, it wasn't me.
Ashiri also said in a text message that she felt sometimes as though she was not wanted in the election. Ashiri said the night before the election, some of her signs were removed and left in a park. Challenges aside, Ashiri's campaign received a lot of support, and she feels as though her work was important in providing representation.
When we talk about the importance of having representation, the first call that I had, it was from a schoolmate of my daughter, whom I've never met, but she saw my sign, and because my phone number was under, she contacted me. And just to say, I saw you. So to me, that was very, very encouraging. And I, at that moment, I told myself, well, if a little child can feel, you know, feel connected by seeing me on those signs, on the street, and etc., you know, it just gives them also the desire to become a city councillor one day, or to become the prime minister, or to become whoever they want to become. So I would encourage every woman who wants to do it, just to do it.
In honor of International Women's Day this week, Ashiri encourages other women to get into politics or pursue their goals.
I would tell the women that when there is a will, there is a way. It's also important, first of all, to acknowledge yourself and your capacity and your strength, you know, to know your own identity and to know who you are. That's the first steps, really, to esteem yourself. And there's nothing that cannot be done or that we cannot do as long as, you know, we put our mind into it. So we are mothers, we are, you know, wives, we are so many things. We carry so many heads, we are, you know, professionals. So there's nothing that can be, that we cannot do.
Though it may be a daunting challenge, Ashiri said it is important for women to recognize their capabilities and bring their skills to the world.
It's only when we are out there speaking up for ourselves, speaking up for all the women, that we can, you know, set a very strong legacy for the younger generation, for all the other women and the young girls.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.